Revelation chapter 10.
Then I saw another strong angel coming down from heaven. He was dressed with a cloud. A rainbow was above his head. His face was shining like the sun, and his legs were like columns of fire. He had a little scroll in his hand. It was not rolled up. He put his right foot in the ocean and his left foot on land. He shouted very loudly, like when a lion roars. After he shouted, the seven thunders answered with rumblings. After the seven thunders spoke, I was just about to write this down, but I heard a voice from heaven say, "Seal up what the seven thunders said. Don't write those things." The angel that I saw standing in the ocean and on land raised his right hand to heaven. He vowed by the one who lives forever and ever, by God who made heaven and everything in it, the earth and everything on it, and the ocean and everything in it. He said, "There will be no more time. But during the time when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, God's secret plan will be finished, just as he announced to his servants, the prophets." The voice that I heard from heaven was speaking to me again. It said, "Go, take the scroll which is unrolled in the angel's hand. He is standing in the ocean and on land." I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, "Take it and eat it. It will be sweet as honey in your mouth, but it will be sour in your stomach." So I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. And it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I ate it, it made my stomach sour. Then this is what I was told: "You must prophesy again to the peoples, nations, languages, and to many kings."